This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, every year, or maybe we didn't speak to him last year, we were actually having a chat off air when I called him. Did we speak to each other last year? Well, I'm not sure because of COVID last year, because I always like to chat this gentleman. Well, one, he is the most delightful man, and two, he is involved in something extraordinary. I'm talking about the Melbourne Prize for Literature, and with over $90,000 in prize pool. And I'm talking to the founder and director of it. Simon, are you there?
I am, David. Hello, and thank you for having me on your show today.
My absolute pleasure. Now, Simon, for those people who don't know what this prize is about, it's an extraordinary prize, and it happens every year. So why did you start it, and how long ago did it all start?
David, that's a very good question. I actually came up with the idea in the early 2000s after developing an idea for the children's garden, actually, the botanic
garden.
That's
right, yep.
And I felt that Melbourne, as a great cultural city, needed an arts prize in its own name rather than an individual or a company. So I registered the name, the Melbourne Prize, and we launched in 2005, and we're in our 17th year.
Wow. That's extraordinary, and the fact is, it's so, Simon, it's so big now, and the prize pool is just extraordinary. And what I also love about it is that one year it is literature, and the other year it's art. Is that right?
Yeah, we run in a 3-year cycle. We're cycle now, and we run urban sculpture.
Yep.
Literature and music, David, and what it actually does, and this was my original intent, is it positions Melbourne as offering probably the most valuable prize of each sector each year in the country.
Yep.
And that's good for the city, good for the sectors. It's interesting.
And how hard, Simon, is it, over the years, you have a lot of sponsors and a lot of supporters, and because it's been going for so long, to get this prize pool, and it seems to be just as strong as ever.
Well, David, let me answer it this way. When I started the Melbourne Prize, I didn't have a grey hair in my head. And now I have a head full of grey hair, so that's a way of answering your question. No, look, we are very fortunate. I've been sponsored. The original partner was the Committee for Melbourne,
yep.
Which, funnily enough, actually was started by my mother, Pamela, 36 years ago. They were my first sponsor. We are now sponsored by the state government, Creative Victoria.
Brilliant.
The City of Melbourne, who've really been foundation sponsors, and a group of private sector partners. So what it does is it's really a great case study in what community investment can do. And I've been very fortunate. We do have a lot of support. But if there's anybody out there with a spare $8 million, we'd love that.
I'm sure you would.
And live off the interest so I don't have to raise money.
Simon, how does it go every year? Do you sometimes run out of puff and you go, I don't know if I can do this again next year?
Well, that's a good question. I've tried every sort of for 17 times. I've tried to get the prize going the next year, and it's worked 17 times. We do have a lot of ongoing partnerships, but yes, each year I have to do sort of a reconciliation of where we are and what we can offer. Say. In the following year. I mean, for example, this year in literature, I started planning it. Last year was a very different, very difficult year, but I started planning it in October, what
yep.
we were going to offer, what was needed. So, yes, it is. It's a year-by-year thing, but we do, I repeat, we do have very strong partnership. We've changed literature this year slightly.
Right, okay. And in what way? How have you changed it?
Well, given last year, I mean, it was touch and go for the Melbourne Prize. We, you know, it was urban sculpture. We had a focus at Fed Square. It caused me to think differently about what we offer. But this year, what I wanted to do was encourage writers to produce new work.
Yep.
And we offer the 60,000. If this is helpful, I'm happy to run through what we offer.
Oh, absolutely.
We're keeping the $60,000 Melbourne Prize, which was for a body of work, and we've run that since the beginning. We did have a book award called the Best Writing Award. But what I've done this year is I've changed that for what we call the Professional Development Award, which is $20,000, which a writer can put in a case for developing a new work and to fund research or travel or whatever.
Yep.
And that's a new prize this year.
Uh-huh.
And the other new one we have is something called the Writer's Prize, which is $15,000 for an essay, open topic, up to 10,000 words. And then we have our Civic Choice Award when the finalists are announced for the public to vote on.
Yep. Now, do you spread the word, or is it so well known now that everyone's aware of the fact that this is happening and it's literature this year? So, do you have to do much groundwork, or it's pretty much set in stone and people go, yep, I'm a writer, I'm aware of this, here we go? Or do you have to, almost sell it every year?
It's a very good question. In the beginning, in 2005, I had to basically turn over every stone because we were unknown.
But
we were, it was a very valuable prize. But over time, the amount of advertising, it hasn't diminished, but yes, we have become very well known. And we have writers, emailing me saying, when's the prize being offered? Likewise, musicians, likewise, sculptors.
Yep.
And I suppose it's testament to the fact that we have kept going. We are still valuable. And yes, it's very much sought after.
Yeah. And the fact is, Simon, as well, literature only shows up every 3 years. So it's not a yearly award. They have to wait for it to be part of it.
Well, that's true. The other thing that I think is Melbourne is it's been said before, David, but Melbourne is a very literary city. I mean, we are a UNESCO City of Literature. I'm promoting that this year. I'm very proud to promote that this year. I think it's an accolade that is undervalued, and I think that it's really quite something to have that bestowed upon us.
Mm.
So literature is a very good year. It's a very interesting year for us.
Yeah. And what do you hope that you comes out of, let's stick to the literature because that's this year. What's the one thing, or is there so many elements that, a new writer comes along or somebody that you've come from left field and you go, gosh, we didn't see that coming?
That's a good question. Look, I think it's multifaceted. I'd like our judges to have a good time. We have three judges this year. They're two are new. One is been with us for a number of years. I'd like them to have, a really good selection of entrants. I think across the three categories, obviously, we'd like to give the Melbourne Prize to a writer whose body of work has contributed to, our cultural life.
Yep.
With the Professional Development Award, I think it'd be great to give that to a writer that has a really good project that might develop into a new published work.
Yeah.
And the Writer's Prize, it'd be fabulous to have a spread of really good essays. We'll probably get those essays published into some sort of anthology.
Right. Oh, good. Good. And, what's the age range? Is it all ages? Do you get, late teens, early 20s that think, I'm going to give it a crack?
Well, I think there's one thing that we focus on. You have to be a Victorian resident.
Yep, good.
You have to be a commercially published author.
All right, yep.
And I think probably for the Melbourne Prize, the way it's geared, it would be for a writer that may well have a more established body of work, but maybe not.
Yep.
With the other two open. I mean, you know, for the Professional Development Award, given that eligibility, it can be somebody at either end of their career.
Brilliant. Now, it's open now. And it closes on the 19th of July. So if somebody has got some work out there and they think, oh, hold on a minute, I want to enter, you know, like they've got time.
Absolutely. The thing to do this year, we've changed the entry form slightly, and it's much more simple. If people go to www.melbourneprize.org, it's very clear, the entry form's there. And yes, we close at 5 p.m. on the 19th of July. Finalists are announced on the 15th of September, which is when our public choice award opens, the Civic Choice Award, and the public can vote for a finalist to win $3,000.
Fantastic. Simon, always a treat to talk to you. We will talk to you when the announcements all happen, because it's good to find out who wins and how and why they win. So good luck for the next few months, and enjoy it. And what's the website again for anyone listening, or what they can tell their friends about it as well?
It's www.melbourneprize.org. And also follow us on social media, Twitter and Facebook.
Brilliant.
And it's really been a great pleasure, David. And your radio station, you especially, have been a great supporter of the Melbourne Prize. So thank you.
Oh, it was absolutely my pleasure, Simon. And you're one of the nicest people I've ever met as well. So it helps as well. All right. See you later, Simon.
Okay. All the best.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.